Regression and progression. Past life regression has become a useful therapeutic tool for the psychoanalyst. Even those who have no belief in reincarnation have found that the findings of such sessions reveal a great deal about their client's current life. After regressing many clients, it is my belief that we are not only conditioned by events in this lifetime, but also by residual energy from past lives. Past life regression can help us identify and eradicate the inhibiting residues of past lives and take us one step closer to freedom. As outlined in my book, Whispers in the Dark, The Awakening, it has become apparent to me that our current life purpose emerges from a handful of past lives. When we are in alignment with our life's purpose, that incessant void that many of us experience begins to dissipate and a sense of wholeness transpires. So, in addition to providing proof of immortality, past life regression is a valuable vehicle in which to explore and determine the very reason why we are on this planet at this moment in time. Past life regression can aid you in gaining a deeper understanding of your personality and help you determine your mission in life. Our current life's mission results from a culmination of past life experiences. You can identify your current life's mission by examining your past lives. Our evolution often involves growth in areas where we have succumbed to fear in the past. Our objective is to overcome and transcend these fears. The idea of reincarnation comes from ancient beliefs. For example, the Greek philosopher Pythagoras proclaimed that our soul only temporarily resides in the body. He taught that the soul went through a series of lives, seeking to be purified enough to escape the reincarnation cycle. Reincarnation has been established part of Druid, Kabbalistic, Eastern and Gnostic teachings. The Christian Church embraced the idea until 533 AD, when the Roman Council of Constantinople declared that reincarnation was a heretical topic and consequently purged references to it from Christian teachings. However, some references still remain in the Bible. For example, in Matthew 16:13, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people think I am?" The disciples answered, "Some say you are John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others Jeremiah." These quotes reinforce the concept of reincarnation by their reference to Jesus' pre-existence as other people, some of whom lived centuries before. Scientists and psychologists have collected thousands of accounts of past life experiences from children, lives that have been researched and authenticated. Many of these children have birthmarks or phobias relating to violent occurrences in their past lives. Whether you believe in reincarnation or not, the fact remains that people who undergo past life regression often heal from chronic and long-term conditions. Many people have fears and phobias which cannot be explained, and past life therapy has helped alleviate their problems. In addition, many people bring back positive experience from past incarnations, experiences that, when uncovered, propel them towards their vocation in their current life. Before embarking on a past life recall, I explain carefully to the client the powers of the imagination and the nature of memory. It is important that the client is aware of the possibility that memory may be simply those of watching a film or reading them or even just an imagined event. The subconscious memory does not differentiate and will accept all memory as actuality. What the client chooses to accept as true must be left entirely to them. Whether or not you, the therapist, accept or deny the truth of the events occurring is of no consequence. When we're performing past life regression, we should first carry out a lengthy induction and then deepening with imagery. Now I would like you to imagine yourself in a place that will provide you feelings of peace and comfort, security, tranquility. It may be winter, summer, spring or autumn. There may be trees, mountains, water, lush green meadows, or perhaps a beach with the waves rolling in from the ocean. Whichever place you choose is a place of peace and harmony, and you feel totally safe and secure here. And as you become more and more involved with that place, you can relax even deeper. Relaxing, releasing, just letting go completely. This is your own private place, your secret place. And yet you are aware that this place is your own haven, deep inside, with only peace and harmony. And you can go so much deeper now, turning inwards to your innermost self, where all knowledge and all memories are kept safe for you. Some easily accessible, others hidden deep away, that they cannot be so easily recalled. Each and every one, never forgotten. From so far back in this life, and from a time when this life was not yet begun, memories that have shaped and moulded your unique and special personality. And as you go deep inside now, you can begin to experience a gentle connection with that special part of you that holds those memories that you now wish to explore and to re-experience. That part now makes itself known to you in some special way that you can recognize easily. Tell me, have any special or strange feelings or sensations arisen? Now wait for a response. When your client talked of any strange or unusual sensations, sounds or images, and then continue. Okay, that's good. Now let that feeling or experience grow stronger as you go deeper inside to connect more fully with that part of you. Now I'm going to speak directly to your subconscious mind, and I'm going to ask your unconscious for permission to conduct a past life recall. I want your subconscious to give me the answer. Please do not do anything at all. Just simply enjoy the peace and comfort of this place that you have chosen. and I speaking to the part, which is able to give me permission to conduct a past life recall. Please answer yes or no. Now wait for a response for your client. Thank you, unconscious mind, for communicating with me. I've been asked by my client to help them to go back to that time before this. Is way to a previous existence. Can I have your permission to do this and help in this way? Again, wait for a response. Thank you, unconscious mind. I know that you will be there to ensure that all will be well. And all is revealed in a manner that is safe and beneficial for my client. Now we can proceed. But first, for your protection, I want you to now see forming around you a white, warm light. A warm and comforting around you and enveloping you in its protective aura. Its safe, protective cocoon that will remain with you throughout the coming experience and beyond. Know that I'm with you at all times. So that's just an example of an induction and a deepener, and a way to guide your client back to a past life recall.